This is an executive summary of Farmland Rights Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Farmland is one of the oldest stores of value, and farmland rights bring it into the public, passive investing world. A farmland right owns agricultural land and leases it to farmers, earning lease income while the land itself appreciates over time. The appeal for many investors is twofold. Farmland values have historically tracked inflation, and farmland returns have shown low correlation with stocks and bonds, making the sector a potential diversifier in inflation consideration. Within farmland, there's an important distinction between crop, annual row crops like corn and soybeans, and permanent cropland, orchards, vineyards, and nut trees, which differ in value, income, and time horizon. The sector also carries real risks tied to weather, water availability, and commodity prices. This guide explains what farmland rights on, while land values track inflation, the crop versus permanent distinction, the weather and commodity risks, and how to evaluate the sector. Demand, return, and outlook statements here are general and non-promissory. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results, and you should verify current conditions. This is educational information, not investment advice. Farmland is one specialized slice of the wider right universe. For the bigger picture, read our in-depth guide to private and non-traded rights on the 721 exchange. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.